Now, India has announced the birth of 4 cubs to one of the 8 cheetahs relocated from Namibia decades after they were declared extinct in the South Asian country. 8 Namibian cheetahs arrived in India last year as part of an ambitious project to reintroduce the spotted big cats, the world's fastest land animal. And we speak this afternoon to one of veterinary wildlife specialists involved in the initiative to reintroduce the cheetahs to an update. Professor Adrian Tordiff is with the University of Pretoria's Faculty of Veterinary Science, and he's joined us this afternoon. Professor Adrian, good afternoon and welcome to the show.
Good afternoon and thank you very much for having me.
Well, I think I said Namibian tigers when we started, but I actually meant to say cheetahs, and I think I've been thinking about all the big cats, and I think we've spoken before as well about tigers, so I must have gotten my words mixed up. But this is good news for the Namibian cheetahs reproducing. What does this mean now for extinct cheetahs in other Asian nations?
Yeah, so, I mean, yes, it is definitely very good news for us. We, you know, wanted to see these animals breeding in the wild. When they start exhibiting normal behaviors, these animals were probably mated, or she was mated probably around December, and there are probably 2 other cheetah females that probably, you know, mated at a similar time in India. That normal mating behavior, the normal sort of pregnancy and then the normal birth indicates the animals have really settled down and that their stress levels are relatively low or under control. So they've adapted very well to the conditions there. This female is currently in what we call a hunting camp. It's enclosed, but it's more than a square kilometer in size, and she's hunting by herself. For herself and looking after and raising these cubs herself. She's not getting any assistance from the staff on that side. The significance of it really is that obviously we're trying to establish a population of cheetahs in India after they've been extinct. Cheetahs used to occur across most of India, but then all the way across towards the Middle East. The whole area of Pakistan, Iran, and so on. And obviously, we only have a few cheetahs left in Iran, the Asiatic subspecies at the moment. So if we're looking at this, we're hoping that once we've got a good population established in India, then we'll be able to start moving animals once we've got secure areas in other countries to repopulate, you know, much of the range that they historically existed in.
Mm-hmm. Now, you've been part of this initiative, so why were they Namibian cheetahs chosen to be sent to India?
Well, the first batch that went over in September last year were from Namibia. Namibia signed an MOU with the Indian government relatively quickly after the project was initiated, and so the first batch was sent from Namibia, but we also took 12 cheetahs from South Africa in February. Those animals have spent some time in quarantine facilities. They are still in quarantine at the moment. They will soon be released out of the quarantine camps in Kruger National Park. They're actually right next door to the Namibian cheetahs. But they haven't been allowed to interact with each other because of the quarantine requirements. They had to spend 30 days completely isolated, separated from any other, you know, carnivores. So, you know, just ensure that there isn't any disease issues. They're all doing very, very well at the moment. And so as they are now released, they will start interacting both with each other and with the Namibian cheetahs. So at this stage, we had 20 cheetahs that were taken across from Namibia and South Africa. One individual, a female from Namibia, that actually had underlying issues probably before she left South Africa with her kidneys. She unfortunately died earlier this week. So it was actually a bit of a busy week in terms of the news with regards to the cheetahs, and we were very glad then to, you know, have replaced the bad news with some very good news about these, you know, newborn cubs. But yeah, we've got now sitting at the moment 23 cheetahs with these 4, which includes these 4 new cubs in Kruger National Park in India.
So one of the things that would obviously make one, you know, sort of ponder upon this whole thing is when we take animals like the cheetahs from Namibia, doesn't it lower the count of the animals in that country and maybe even putting them at risk? Or are there enough cheetahs in the African countries to be able to move them to other parts of the world?
Yeah, very, very important point. In South Africa, we actually have one of the only growing populations of cheetahs anywhere in the world. All the other populations across Africa including in, you know, in Iran, in, you know, are all in decline. But in South Africa, with the sort of onset of game farming and the setting up of nature reserves that have been fenced off, cheetahs have actually thrived in South Africa in those conditions where they are fairly well protected. And so our population is currently growing at about 8.8% per year, and we've got over 500 individuals in that small subset of the population. That excludes anything that comes from the Kruger National Park or Galegadi, you know, the bigger state-owned parks. And so we sit with a surplus of actually, you know, somewhere between 25 and 40 cheetahs per year that need to be moved out to new facilities. Otherwise, they will just kill all of the prey. You know, they eat up all the springbuck or the impalas or whatever, you know, in the reserves that they come from. So they have to be moved out and managed. We can't just allow them to continue to breathe. Otherwise, we will have to put them on contraceptives or even start with something even worse, culling cheetahs, which is unthinkable. But so these animals need a new home, and there are not many places in Africa where, you know, where they are safe places, where they're not going to be subjected to poaching, you know, often accidental poaching with snares and gin traps and things like that. So high risk in many, many other African countries. But in India, we've got a relatively safe place for them because of the differences in laws and the just the attitude of people towards wildlife in India is quite different to many places in Africa. And their wildlife laws are very, very strict, you know, in terms of hunting and so on. So we think that they stand a good chance of establishing a proper population in India, and that really is the aim of the project. So it benefits our South African counterparts as well, because there are surplus animals that need new homes, and India is certainly providing that for us so that we can expand the total world population of cheetahs.
Mm-hmm. So are there any plans to send more of these animals to other continents for reproduction or to repopulate these areas where the animals may be extinct?
Well, at this stage, we have identified a few places in Africa. We have sent cheetahs to Malawi before, and that population is actually doing very, very well. I think there are over 40 cheetahs there now. We've sent some to Mozambique, to the northern parts of Mozambique, and that's still a very young project, and but quite a number of animals have gone there. And then this one now to India. I think at this stage we don't have any plans to you know, for other countries yet. I think everybody's looking to see how they're going to do in India first before, you know, there still is quite a bit of a learning process in this, because we know very little about cheetahs and how they existed in India, because the last ones died out in the late 1940s, early 1950s. So we don't have much ecological data on cheetahs and how well they do and where they would, you know, be found in India. So we're going to, you know, part of this is a scientific process to learn as much as we can. And then from that, we will adapt as we go along and, you know, try and expand their range to other countries.
All right. Thank you so much for your time, and we wish you all the best on the initiative. We hope that the next time we speak, there'll be more good news coming from India with regards to the cheetahs out there.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the time.
Pleasure. You're welcome. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.